You're going to be in town all this weekend, is that correct?
Yes, I am, and thank you very much. I must apologize. I didn't have a ticket. Kids, don't do as I just did. I sneaked in because I'm on a case. And I'm working undercover. That's why I'm not wearing my complete outfit.
Right.
I wanted to be inconspicuous. I didn't want anyone to recognize me. But there is a rumor that Mr. Freeze and Penguin are here in Memphis because of the radical change in the weather, and that they have a hookup with the evil king of Memphis, who just might be wrestling here this morning.
Wait a minute.
Do you know who this is?
Is that who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
What is this?
Well, what does it look like? Tell me, what does it look like? I heard he was going to be here today, so I dressed appropriately. That's what it is, the Super King. What else?
Okay, you say maybe you're going to be able to give us some help with this guy here. You're on the case, and I think we're going to need all the help we can get with the King.
Well, now, I've heard he's had his troubles with the Joker and the Penguin and Mr. Freeze, but he hadn't handled the King yet. And I got somebody in a box that I'm going to bring out here in just a few minutes that'll make a Joker look like Mickey Mouse, I can tell you that.
I've heard about your box. But I want to say that costume that you're wearing, if you are indeed the evil king of Memphis, has been stolen from a friend of mine, Soup. Superman, I call him Soup.
Right.
And I think that Spider-Man, Spidey Baby, would probably object to. By the way, looking at you, I don't think it's too late for you. I think it possibly, if you change some of your habits, some of your methods of wrestling, if you used your left and right turn indicator in your car, did other things that people normally do when they're polite and courteous, and you weren't such a naughty, mean person, it wouldn't be too late for you.
And I can see that you're not familiar with these rednecks that we have around here.
Rednecks?
That's exactly right. That's right.
I tell you what, gentlemen, they look like splendid people to me, and they're Bat fans. I know they are. And I think it's insulting to call them rednecks. I think maybe we better settle this elsewhere. And again, both of you are going to be at the...
I got to get Dr. Frank in here anyway.
Both of you are going to be down at the Cook Convention Center at the car show all this weekend. And maybe you can settle it there. Batman, appreciate you coming by. And
thank you very much.
Hope
he's not
us
a
with
nice
a, with
man
a king here. No, he is not. He has some nasty habits, as you say, and maybe he'll change some
of them. Yes, I feel that it's possible that we could help rehabilitate him, possibly in Gotham State Prison.